Google is very confused. Shelburne Falls is generally considered to be the village,
Yeah.
and we're in rural Shelburne.
Yeah, and then it's like Shelburne Falls is in Shelburne and also in Buckland.
Yeah. Right.
And when you're in Buckland, Shelburne Falls, you can carry an open container of alcohol on the street. But when you're in the Shelburne side of Shelburne Falls, you can't.
You got it. And don't call the Shelburne police if you're in Buckland and need something.
Yeah, right.
They are not going to the bridge.
Time for our local hero spotlight with Jacob Nelson, the communication coordinator at CESA, the local hero, folks, and Lisa Davenport, owner of Davenport Maple Farm in Shelburne Falls, and Michelle Olanek, manager of Davenport Maple Farm Restaurant in Shelburne. Or which one's in Shelburne and which one's in Shelburne Falls?
They're both in Shelburne.
Oh, well, there you go. Nothing's in Shelburne Falls except for you when you go to Shelburne Falls, which everyone should do. We're lucky to have it here. And we've been having a couple of warmer days, and it's getting to be the end of February, and it is maple sugaring season. Are the taps running?
We have not set anything yet, but we're looking to start setting next week.
Historically, are we early? Are we late? Are we on par?
Probably about on par. Mm-hmm. Although the season has been moving a little bit earlier the last few years.
Lisa, how long have you been sugaring?
My husband is fourth generation sugarer on the farm. I married into the process.
By reverse osmosis, I think is how.
Yeah.
If you were to ask four generations ago about sugaring, would this be extraordinarily early? Because I've heard tell from some older family farms that have done sugaring that, you know, they may used to tap in April.
Yes, I think February is very early because they would do better than half their actual product in April, early April, but, you know, the first couple weeks of April. So it wasn't unusual to run later.
How many taps do you have there at Davenport Maple in Shelburne?
We set about 3,500 taps.
And then how many gallons does that translate into on an average year?
Average 600 to 700 gallons of syrup.
Times 40 gallons of sap, right?
Sap.
Yeah. I love it. For those who don't know,
it takes a lot of sap.
That's why it costs so much, and it's worth every flipping penny. Because when you're flipping pancakes and flapjacks, there's nothing like it. It should be illegal to have any other substitute. Right? My personal opinion. Maple syrup is what you can get at the farm restaurant. Michelle, I'm assuming pancakes are a staple of Davenport Maple Farm Restaurant in Shelburne, right?
Pancakes are a staple.
What else you got going on there? And are you open all year, or is it really just open and coinciding with the maple season?
Just coinciding. It's six weekends. We're only open on Saturday and Sunday from 8 to 3. We make everything from scratch. We make all of our own batters. We have waffles, pancakes. We make our own bread. We make a cinnamon swirl bread that we use for the French toast. Mm-hmm. And also on our menu, we have some gluten-free options for people who are gluten-free. We have pancakes and waffles that are also made from scratch right there at the Sugar House. And then, of course, you know, all the egg options, which who wants an egg at a Sugar House? I don't know, but lots of people do.
I do, too. I want a pancake and an egg and bacon and sausage and all that stuff. And I'll put maple syrup on everything but the egg.
Well, one of our unique offerings is Finnish pancakes.
Oh, yes.
Does that mean like you'll go around from table to table and if they haven't eaten it all, you'll finish them for them?
I think on the menu, the way we describe it, it's if custard. How do we describe it? If custard and
quiche.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Had a baby.
Wow.
It would be finished pancake.
I want to try that.
It's got cinnamon. It's eggy. It's light. It's a little sweet.
Michelle, you said you're open for six weekends. What's the first weekend?
February 26th.
Okay. So not this weekend. I got to wait till next weekend.
Next weekend, yes.
But now I'm ready for it. Speaking with Michelle Olanek, manager of Davenport Maple Farm Restaurant, and Lisa Davenport, owner of Davenport Maple Taps, right? Like you're the one that's doing most of the getting the maple so that the restaurant can have excellent stuff to put on the pancakes and finish pancakes, etc.
If you are going to come up and enjoy that finished pancake or finishing other people's pancakes up at the restaurant, you can also pop over and see how they're making maple syrup.
Nice.
And that's a pretty special part of that process.
Yeah, it's something that if you live in New England, is something you've got to experience firsthand at least once in your life because it's a magical process and creates this product that is more valuable than gold and worth, and like I said, worth every penny.
What is so special or so different about a Sugar Shack restaurant as opposed to somewhere else if you go out to breakfast? There's something wonderful about just so how short and fleeting it is. You got to kind of capture it when it's there. But it is really a magical destination. And I'm wondering if you, Lisa, or you, Michelle, could talk a little bit about what kind of greets you on your journey up to the Sugar Shack.
Ooh, turn off of Route 2 and head up into the hills. And the drive itself is beautiful. And then you come over the hill and you see the farm ahead of you and steam coming out of the top of the restaurant building. And you smell the aroma of maple syrup cooking, which is unique to the Northeast. The view here at the farm is incredible.
Remember the elevation switch. So we're still in winter. You know, we have snow. It's going to be, what, 7 to 10 degrees colder than when you left the valley.
Yeah.
And then you walk into the restaurant and you're greeted like family and seated like family. Not sure who you're going to be sitting next to at the table. It's all family style. If you have to wait, you can come into the evaporator room and step right up to the evaporator and see us making maple syrup and find out the whole process. See the sap come in and the finished product drawn off from the evaporator. Plus, you get to go hunting for gnomes.
Oh. You have real gnomes in Shelburne?
Well, yeah.
Nice.
Somewhere over 40 gnomes are hiding in the evaporator room.
Uh-huh. That's the secret to delicious maple syrup. It's like the, you know, the Keebler elves in a tree.
Yeah.
They're making all these delicious cookies.
Lisa, I'm wondering, were the gnomes the ones that taught Norm's four generations of family to make such good maple syrup?
You know, it's possible.
Norm, gnome, coincidence? I think not. Speaking with Lisa Davenport, the owner of Davenport Maple, and Michelle Olanek, who is the manager of the Davenport Maple Farm Restaurant, which will open next weekend for 6 weekends as the sap starts to flow here a little earlier than I even remember from the time that I've lived in the Valley. It felt like very much a March thing, but it's a February thing now. They've also changed the way that you grade maple syrup in the time that I've been, you know, savvy to the wonders of maple syrup, but I still go back to the grade A, light amber and all that stuff. Preference? I'm a dark, like a grade B dark amber person. That's my kind of thing. But what do you both prefer as people who are doing this professionally? Lisa?
We're used to the lighter syrup.
Yeah.
But it all tastes good. You know, whatever goes on the pancake is pretty tasty.
Yeah. What about you, Michelle?
Yeah, I go dark.
Yeah. What about you, Jacob?
Yeah. Oh, man. I mean, it changes through the year. And I think that's one of the things that I enjoy about maple syrup is, you know, you get an early run, you kind of get that lighter flavor Lisa was talking about. And towards the end of the year, it gets a little more robust and complex. And I just like that from a lot of these local farms, you can pick and choose what you want and kind of taste a little bit of the amber rainbow throughout the year.
Love it. The amber rainbow.
Yeah.
The
dark robust is what we serve in the restaurant.
Love it. And it opens next weekend, the weekend of February 26th and 27th. And you can meet Michelle Olanek, who's the manager of Davenport Maple Farm Restaurant. And maybe you can see amongst the 40-some-odd gnomes in the evaporator, Lisa Davenport, the owner of Davenport Farm Maple in Shelburne. And Jacob Nelson from CESA, the local hero, folks. You can learn about all of our local hero maple sugars at buylocalfood.org.